Go!
Yeah! I'm Bill.
Oh.
Just thought you guys should be.
Well, we're off to a banging start.
I'm David.
Bang diggity.
I'm Brian. And
it's not what you were supposed to say.
No, but...
That was a pretty good gag. Let's try it again.
Okay.
We'll come in again.
All right.
Start with your go.
Go!
I'm Bill.
I'm David.
I have a knife.
Ah!
Whoa!
Hey, buddy.
That's true. It does, though.
Yeah.
It does.
My knife has a bottle opener on it.
Purely utilitarian. Our lives are not in danger.
Nope.
He needs it because we're about to tell you about some of the sodas that we like.
Yep.
It's not the name of the show.
No, it's
okay.
Not.
We haven't actually done this for a while.
Yeah, like, I was going
to
say.
In the past week, like 9 episodes of these have been uploaded. And I've listened to all of them, so I, of all of us, should now know how this works.
You're Bill, he's Dave, I'm Brian.
I found some soda.
God damn it!
And these are some of the sodas we like.
There we go.
Here, have one of the sodas I like, probably. Brian, you're good at pronouncing words. What do we got?
Alright, we've got a fucking... There we go.
Well, that's close.
What we have here is a Baumeister Cherry Soda. It is a premium soda. Old-fashioned, caffeine-free. And apparently they've been making this stuff since 1907.
Man, this is a Wisconsin soda.
Yep.
Which, surprisingly, we tend to have a lot of.
Yeah, you'd almost
That's
think
weird.
We were from Wisconsin or something.
Well, Brian, you just enabled so many stalkers. But, including me. I got it on the third try, guys. It's cool.
Give me my knife back.
Wow, this is fizzing.
Thank you.
No, try this.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Dave, put it in your ear.
Yeah, if you hold the bottle to your ear, it's like Pop Rocks.
See if the people at home can get this. Three-part harmony, that's wonderful. Seems necessary.
Okay. And we'll have no idea if that works.
That's really, really...
This is good radio.
Excellent podcasting technique we have here.
This is a very strong cherry scent.
Yeah, the smell actually caught me the second I
pulled
the top
off.
Oh, wow,
dear... God, that smells like this smells like cherry syrup or like
this.
The topping that you put on.
This stuff. Is about the scent that I expected seeing this kind of label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the cartoon cherry.
It looks like the kind of cherry label you would put on something that you would want little kids to like.
Yeah, this looks like a cherry label for a popsicle.
Yes, exactly.
But the Lighthouse classes it up a little bit.
I know, it's a pretty cartoony lighthouse.
It's a pretty basic lighthouse, but it's still a lighthouse. And it's hard to fuck that up.
The other important thing, brown bottle, protected from light.
That's very important for preserving the finer characteristics of a soda.
Let's see what it's using that to preserve.
I imagine, though, that this is going to be a red drink rather than a brown. It definitely looks that way.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got yet another loud fruity soda.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm guessing that this is cherry, not cherry cola or anything.
Dave took a drink, so I'm going to follow.
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell they're trying to put. Maybe some of the natural flavors are looking for.
Take a swig, Brian.
If I must.
So, initial impression. This is... the second time that Brian has brought a colorful fruity soda into Dave's basement that I'm pretty underwhelmed by.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, it's like, I am going to have to think of something other than this is a carnival that I didn't want to go to.
This This could be a very excellent selection for those in the audience who may think longingly to the time they were inflicted with chicken pox. And
gotta scratch that belly.
or perhaps
it's our new catchphrase.
I think I know what would make
or whooping cough and you were given large volumes of cough syrup. This is a good soda for you. If you think longingly of those times.
If you are at the pit of your life, this will be the best thing that I think that's happening to you that day.
I think this would be fairly good in a float with vanilla ice cream.
I'll give you that.
You know, the one thing about it, though, is that, I mean, despite the... I mean, it's not an outstandingly different flavor. It isn't, like, overbearing with syrup.
Yeah.
Like it could be, for sure.
It's drying my mouth out a little bit. I'm not much.
Yeah.
It's definitely a contrast to the Sprecher Cherry Cola, which I just realized neither of you were on that show for, but I know you've been
drinking. Yeah, I've had some of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where it's more, it's definitely an artificial cherry flavor. Mm. I mean, I could look in here and see that it actually has cherry juice in it and just completely eat my hat. Seeing that.
No, yeah. Artificial and natural flavors, the ultimate cop-out.
But yeah, this is an artificial cherry, and I know people that really like that flavor, and they'd probably dig this.
They could.
It's never been my favorite food flavor.
Yeah.
This is less cherry than red.
I will grant you that. Yeah. It tastes very red.
It's very Wednesday.
Well. I guess I don't need to dwell too much longer on this one.
No, this is a straight shooting episode.
Yeah. Pretty much all there is to it on that one.
So just to give this a little bit more meat, anything good to drink, soda, otherwise it would. Dave, I figured you were just on vacation. You must have picked up something.
Herpes.
How does it compare?
A massive rash, actually.
It's the same color as the soda.
Straight numbers, better or worse. Is this soda better than herpes?
If I've got to rate it... Hey, wait a second. You're trying to trick me.
I'm going to say worse just because herpes comes back. And I know I can just get rid of this.
I can just
although I turned on the audience, I did promise I'd finish every single kind of soda that we do. So long as the bottle was opened by me and in my possession the entire
time. I have not made such a promise. So I'll put it over here.
That's Dave's judgment on that.
Yeah, I mean it's not oh my god, this is terrible, but
I'm not going to have a huge issue finishing it.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm not going to go back to
anymore.
There's no point to it. There's a lot of cherry out there.
Mm-hmm. How much was that? Six?
That is interesting because it's a six pack other than the four that we're used to.
I think it was probably on the rather inexpensive side.
Yeah.
I mean, not to knock Baumeister, I'm sure they've got some other products, but this does look cheaper produced too. So yeah, Dave, since you've finished your bottle,
lead it off with the ratings. Off.
Yeah, give us your emotional impact of the soda, or just blurt a
blurt the an emotional adjective, impact and of then the rating. Soda. It's like. It's like crying blood if your blood were cherries and it went in your mouth.
That paints a picture. No, that's what we're going with. Crying blood, that's cherries.
Okay.
Well, what kind of a number score is that, Dave? Depending on what you're into.
Ooh. I just rate Oxford a little bit.
So, I'll give it a letter K out of an unnamed numbering system.
We normally do on a scale of 1 to 100.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Where 100 is the best thing you've ever put in your mouth, and 1 is a dog throwing up in your mouth.
Perfect.
It's a very comprehensive scale.
On that scale, I would have to... You know, I'm getting the aftertaste now, so it's kind of going down as...
Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep sipping. It's going to be a 35.
It's pretty bad. It's kind of like, well, I mean, I did get to stay home, but my mom's really worried about me, so she's here too. So it's kind of a wash. I'm going to give it a 38.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking with the medicine theme.
Yeah,
no. Very prominent.
There might be a reason we're all thinking of medicine.
Yeah. All right. What do I need?
Come on, bright guy.
Ryan's all distracted because recently he had the just complete pineapple moment that bugs are also plants. So
yeah.
You can't focus on anything else.
No, yeah, I'm totally focused on the fact that bugs are also plants. Why did I never learn that before now?
No. It's so obvious, am I right?
I mean, the bottle did make a nice whistle when I blew it.
Which reduced both of our scores.
Naturally. I'm not sure if it makes
the
me
gas
feel...
is the gas is hitting my chest. I gotta knock it down to 34.
34. I don't think it makes me feel childlike so much as childish. And for that, I think I will give it 39.
So 34, 35, and 39.
35. I thought you gave it a 32. You are kinder than I recall.
Especially that combat to
34, 35, 39? Yeah, it should.
Well, thanks. 118 divided.
108
divided by 3.
So.
36.
Yeah.
We give it a 36.
We totally could have done that much more easily by going, 34, 35, 39. Let's just add up those numbers and not do it the way you did it.
I added up those numbers. Does this need to turn into a math podcast every time, Brian?
Do you think that's
what the people want to hear?
Maybe
they
we
want
should
to
start
hear...
with a scale of 10 and then work our way up to
Bob 100. Is going to leap through the internet and just murder you. Or try.
No, he won't. He's not in this episode, so he's not listening to it.
On that note...
Touché.
Bob is a dildo.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob is not listening to this, so Bob sucks.
So, to recap, cherry soda, medicine, dildos. See you later, soda pals.
Yeah.